All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ainge Shachlech from the Ntlakepmuk territory up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And I'm sitting here with the president of Minnetkata Park Association, Celia.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you.
It's such a beautiful day out there. It's awesome. And we have a very exciting show for you guys coming up. And the subject is on the purpose of life. And we have a super powerful lineup of power metal, symphonic metal, doom metal. It's so, so interesting, powerful, and empowering. So our first song is going to be on from Orden Ogan, and they're from Germany. And the song is called Heart of the Android, kind of what I've been going through in the last few years, feeling like an android. But here goes. We're going to start off with this song from Orden Ogan, Heart of the Android. So listen and enjoy, everyone.
All that I am, all that I was has been destroyed.
All right, we're back. That was Ordin Ogan, Heart of the Android, and pretty inspiring and powerful, and just like our subject. But we have our brother Wegedesk, the high diving champion of Canada and the world, and welcome.
Good day, everyone. Good to be on Eagle Nation again. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So we might as well start off this right and get some deep breaths in. Can you bring us through that?
Absolutely, bro. And today, because of the very powerful topic, we're going to do these deep breaths in honor of the Indigenous people whose land that we're on. Mm-hmm. They have allowed our bodies, no matter what race or place on earth you're from, our bodies are so much healthier because of the way they've preserved the natural ecosystems. And there's a reason why the Crown came over from across the water, because they had exploited all of their resources and were depleted. And so we need to put valuable acknowledgement where it's due. And thank you so much. So now let's relax our belly as we get ready for these deep breaths. Let's relax our lips and our shoulders. And on the count of three, let's take in a big deep breath. One, two, three.
Man, awesome. Really great to get that oxygen into our brains and our lungs and our bodies. Mm-hmm. Just always an amazing way to start our show. Thank you very much. And so we have a subject, and it's on the purpose of life. And so we'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely. The purpose of life. What an important idea to think about once in a while, because as I was saying before we went live, I am really happy and healthy in a unique way because of my purpose, and my purpose being very well defined. The trauma that I experienced as a younger person has focused my attention towards resolving those issues both within myself and my community. And so if I could give a little bit of advice to our listeners, and for the record, that, you know, when we have a purpose that creates an overall benefit, then I think that's a really good place to start. If your purpose is only going to serve you or even might cost others, then I think that type of purpose doesn't catch a lot of wind in the spiritual world. And I do believe that we do a dance between the physical and the spiritual world all the time. So if we can be good in both worlds, that's when our manifesting powers really come to light.
Mm-hmm. So true. So true. And it kind of... you're going through some more static there. And for me, that when I was thinking about all this, especially lately, because I've been transitioning and trying to get into just having a system and way of being more of a positive influence and making a purpose in my life, which was basically to help the community, especially the ones that have suffered from the fires and floods and everything. And so it gave me a purpose that I have to have the responsibility.
Yeah.
And we all have that purpose in our lives to be more responsible, to work towards, you know, natural law and our sacred laws. Oh, we got a phone call here.
Busy show. People want to talk on Eagle Nation.
Don't have, let's just stop. Pardon me? Sorry, we got interrupted. Yeah, yeah.
We're popular. We don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's such a huge topic, I guess, and people want to talk and get involved.
I think that call was coming in from Germany.
Oh, yeah, probably.
International.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so it gives us a purpose in our life. It's like a compass, and for me, following natural law, our sacred law, which is to, you know, make this world better than when we came into it for the next seven generations. And these type of abstract thoughts, you know, they're very important, and they need to be addressed. So, yeah, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your words. It's just amazing.
Now, Chief, just before we go, because you mentioned natural law, and that can be a very ambiguous statement for a lot of people, and it actually does mean a lot of things, but one thing that natural law is, for example, we all have to breathe to be here.
Hmm.
And you mentioned natural law as an inclusion into your purpose for living, and I think it's really important to not overlook the very simple elements that can actually contribute in a far greater way than the super complex ideas. And, you know, my purpose is gonna, like, even me, I mentioned helping your community and helping your growth of health and everything like that, and even that is the polar opposite to the just simple elements that definitely need to be exercised as well. And it's not one or the other, it's both. We want to be really tuned in on the spiritual meta level with our community and our global community. And then there's also the personal stuff that can be as simple as breathing, right? And that's a really good place to explore from. What does natural law include if that's one of its laws? So I just wanted to leave the listeners with that. And all the best to everybody there running the station. Thank you so much. And again, to the indigenous people of this land, you know, from one tip of Turtle Island to the next and all over the world.
Beautiful. Mm. Awesome words. We really enjoy when you join us and share your wisdom and the power that helped you throughout all your struggles and difficulties. It's just a real blessing that you're able to come on live and share with us. So we...
Thank you so much, bro.
So thank you for all the acknowledgements also. It's always so important to do that. And we'll be looking forward to hearing from you again next week. It's and we'll have to say bye for now and enjoy the beautiful weather out there in the day. And have a great day and a great weekend. And we'll be talking to you soon.
All the best, everybody. Bye for now.
All right.
Bye for now.
Bye for now. All right. That was... Wegedesk, our high diving champion, and just always amazing to listen to him and hear his words of wisdom and just all his inspiration. It's just a beautiful thing. So we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to get on with, I'm going to be playing a song for the president of Minnetonka Park Association sitting right here, and it's from Fuzz Tank, and the song is called Weed Raven. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone.
Thank you.
we're back. That was Fuzz Tank, Weed Raven. Big shout out to Jeff Scott of Tri-City Community TV. I know he listens all the time, and I'm sure he really enjoyed that one. And I did too. I just felt like I was getting high just listening to it.
You know his musical taste, do you?
Yeah. Well, it's pretty popular these days. So, and it's very relaxing. So, yeah, and that was also meant for you and your brother.
Thank you, yes.
Yeah, I could.
Back in the day.
Yeah, I could just imagine you guys going down the road.
Yep.
Swinging to that and just enjoying it. So
Open air in the Jeep.
Yeah. So, what do you have for us on the purpose of life?
The purpose of life, this is a, this is a very fascinating topic. I think the one thing I was thinking about is this idea. It was, you were touching on it earlier, some of the things that were said, this idea that it can be really simple on a daily basis. You know, there, you can have a big plan for help. I think it is to do with service, which to me, underneath service, when it's coming from a heart place, is love. Mm. When we are of service and it's coming from our heart, not our ego, to me, that's really love. So it boils down to the purpose of life being love, which, you know, I know some people can kind of scoff at that sometimes, like, oh, yeah, love, you know, but I think really that's a deep truth. Mm-hmm. And we can reflect our, we can reflect that love on a daily basis in really simple ways. Like just, it can be like if someone, if a stranger is needing some help, just saying, would you like some help? You know, can I help you? Mm-hmm. That type of thing. It doesn't have to be huge things that we think about, you know, like in terms of if little things can be huge is what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. And we can also have these bigger, not bigger goals, but goals to do with helping communities of people or service in that type of way. So to me, that really hits on it. And then, it's easier for people to kind of go, oh, what is my purpose? I don't know, and be kind of lost. And I think it was touched on earlier is the idea of there's signs. Getting quiet, allowing yourself to be quiet. There's signs all around that are, you're getting signs. You're getting in dreams, and sometimes in dreams, sometimes in a moment, something that happens. We're getting signs. It's just about paying attention and noticing, like, oh, you know, there's information coming to me.
Yeah, well, it's just like last week I was talking about my dream.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, when Counselor Farr, you know, was supposedly helping her learn how to drive. And she was just looking at me like, man, what the hell are you talking about? Like, yeah. I'm already driving, like, and leading the whole ship in the show. And I was just like, man, that was, it just kind of got to me later on when I was going through it and thinking about it. And
right.
I realized, okay, yeah, she's all that, the whole production that she built for us.
Mm-hmm.
And now, and she's still in that ability of like leading us and directing us in our subjects and just our, through our music and inspiration. I really love what you were talking about earlier about healing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a circle of like healing when we have like a purpose in life, and as we're going along and we're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of get what you were talking about, like sometimes people are asking me like, why do you want to go into aviation or whatever? And then I start thinking about it, and I realize, and then I start talking about like all the suffering up in the Fraser, Thompson, Nicola, all the people that had to be evacuated, and the bridges washing away, the roads washing away, and the only way to help was through helicopter.
Yeah.
And so that kind of led me to the realization, well, I gotta do something.
Right.
And so that just talking about it helped me realize, okay, that's like a purpose. It gives me something to look forward to be able to do something on a more physical level, but it's kind of like combining like a spiritual thing too, also just wanting to be of service and help and share that love that you're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. And the thing is like, it's almost like with love and healing, it generates more love and healing. Mm. It's not like this takeaway kind of thing that giving love depletes it's or anything. It actually adds and it
snowball.
Yeah, exactly. It becomes like a huge expansion that's so powerful, and goodness knows the world needs it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you sharing with us and just opening our minds a little more on different things, and just always so powerful and amazing to have you up here and share some of your insight. It's special.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for sharing too. That's
yes,
wonderful.
Yeah, so we're gonna carry on with the show and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with the show, and we're going to get to the song of the week of Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkana. He's a big survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the forest fires a couple of years ago, and the big flood, and big inspiration. So we're going to play his song. It's from Arch Enemy, "The World Is Yours." And it's got some pretty powerful lyrics and very inspirational. So listen and enjoy, everyone. Arch Enemy, "The World Is Yours."
Rising from the light and fade to the night. Yeah. Sick of being told how to run.